Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night in the month of December, the holiday month, 2021, Friday, December the 10th, 18 coming up on 19 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Angie Evers. Angie, we are embarking on a big week next week here at WWGH Radio. Tis the season.
Fruitcake toss.
Fruitcake toss on Tuesday.
Christmas party.
Christmas party on Thursday. And then the following week, I have the eggnog with a little something extra in it Christmas Eve morning, which will be the 24th. You know, and I'm not sure who I'm going to invite to that yet. Now, last year I did it with Glenn, but I don't think I'm going to do it with Glenn this year.
No?
No.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think Glenn sometimes goes out of town to see his family. So I don't think it's going to be Glenn this year. I don't know who it'll be. But it'll be a lot of fun.
Maybe you'd just be toasting back by yourself.
Well, you know, I don't know. I there are some people in mind who I could bring in here that morning and have some holiday cheer with. Maybe Santa Claus.
Maybe.
So you never know.
You don't think Santa's going to be awful busy?
Well, Christmas Eve morning, maybe not.
Huh.
Do want to let everybody know the fruitcake toss is, boy, it's really in full swing. We're up to 20 guaranteed entrants now. 20. Now you've got Scott, one of our listeners, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, who's 8 years old, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, city councilman, former Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, Golden Voice Ted Williams, Caledonia Mayor April Morrison, Sheriff Bales, Mike McGinnis, the 600-pound life guy, and Linda Sims. We're up to 20 people now who are going to toss this fruitcake. And there are a lot of things going on here because now Scott has said that if he wins, he wants me to eat a piece of fruitcake the next morning
on
the radio.
Yeah, I want Scott to win.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. And Adam, he's a psychopath. He's posting things on Facebook, social media, that he's in the gym getting ready, so he thinks he's going to win. And Glenn just wants to beat Adam, so there's a little inner office play there. Then you got Ralph, who's the only person who I think has ever done this before, so, you know, I got to kind of side with him. And then you've got Mary Ellen, who I think might have her granddaughter throwing for her, is actually what I've been told. But you've also got Sheriff Bales now, who's a big guy. I mean, he can lob a fruitcake, I'm sure. And Mike McGinnis is no small guy. 6'8", 500 and some odd pounds. I mean, it's really anybody's ballgame. 20 people coming up on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And when we'll be broadcast here on the station, 6:15 until 8. Oh, Ted Williams, too. Ted was a very good baseball player in his younger days. You can't say that he doesn't have a shot.
So are you going to go get all these fruitcakes tomorrow before they sell out?
Oh, they don't sell out of fruitcakes.
Are you sure?
You could go there in July, and those fruitcakes will still be in the window. They don't sell out.
I don't think so.
They just don't sell out. Well, how do you see this? 20 people so far in it. Could be more. Now, by the way, has anybody else gotten in, or would anybody else like to get in? We're going to leave the door open through Monday at this point. Why not? Just leave the door wide open. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Have you heard from Robert Smith yet, Scott?
Bob Smith? No, I haven't heard from Bob Smith. What'd he say?
That he's going to be there. He made arrangements because he works second shift, but he made arrangements with our boss. He's my coworker, and he plans on being there.
Oh, so is he going to get in the competition, or is he just coming to watch?
Yes, he's going to come to Fruitcake.
Oh, now how did this all come about?
Well, I told him, see, I wanted to do it, and I told him I was going to do it, and then when you said it was going to be on Tuesday, then it dawned on me, duh, you know, that's Lady's Bible study, but I had already told him about it, and he was already stoked about it, so he said, oh, I want to do it. He said, I'll message Scott on Facebook. That's why I wondered if you had heard from him.
No, I haven't heard from him yet, so.
Yeah, so like I said, he works second shift. He's our best washer, and, I was sitting right there when he texted the boss and said he'd need an hour off on Tuesday night, and she okayed it, so, yeah, keep coming.
So people are taking an hour of this event. Can you imagine now we're at 21 people?
Yeah, it's just that we had to cancel our Bible study this week because of something came up, so I don't want to miss 2 weeks in a row, but it was going to be fun. I'm jealous of you guys.
Well, you'll be able to listen to repeats of the broadcast.
I can't wait.
Well, we'll try to rebroadcast it that night, maybe around 9 o'clock or something.
So, who do you guys got your money on?
Well, I'm looking at these 21 names now. Now you got Bob in there. Although, I like Bob, but I don't think Bob can overcome some of these odds. Right? If I had to pick it right now, honestly, I'm going to stay with Ralph because Ralph has done it before. He's the only one, except myself, who has lobbed a fruitcake before. Ralph was very good at it, and I think when I say it's a technique, people don't understand that.
I was just getting ready to say, it's just like you said, it's not just about brawn, like how strong you are, because if you throw that thing the wrong way, it's just going to go straight up and come straight down. Like, you have to throw it in such a way it'll go straight out.
Right, and a lot of people throw it, what I noticed the first time we did it, they throw it very, like you're really throwing a bowling ball down the alley, and the problem is it either goes way up, which doesn't get you any distance, or it goes down so quick that it hits the ground and a fruitcake don't roll. So
wherever it lands, it
yeah,
lands.
You really just have to get it at the right angle, going the right way, at the right speed. And I think some of these powerhouses in this, like Mike McGinnis, Sheriff Bales, Ted Williams, people of that nature, Pastor Craig, and some of these people I don't even know, Barry Hensley, Randy Stahl.
Watch it be like Lily Smith that wins.
Who?
My friend's granddaughter, Lily.
Oh, Lily! I mean, well, wouldn't that be great?
Would be like the first fruitcake chucking champion. Well, what is the title again? Fruitcake
chucker champion.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
I'll also tell you, this April Morrison, mayor of Caledonia, she looks like she's, you know, been in a few competitions, and, well,
what about you, Angie? Are you stoked?
Well, I mean, we were talking about it on the way over here. You know, I don't know. I've never tossed a fruitcake before, so.
I think this is the first one with everybody except for, who is it, Ralph?
Yeah, well, the first one, we had a lot of nominees, but the problem was, and that's why I wasn't going to do it unless we had guaranteed people showing up, was a lot of people were nominated, but I don't think the people told the people that they were nominated. We did it like that. You had to be nominated. And I don't think they told the people. So it
yeah,
was,
it's definitely a great community togetherness activity.
Well, I mean, thinking you're going to have the sheriff there, you're going to have the mayor of Caledonia. Oh, here's, I tell you, a sleeper in this as well is Mayor Kellogg.
Don't sleep on Mayor Kellogg. He's liable to whip the pants off everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just saw Mayor Kellogg.
You know his daughter is my boss?
Really?
Yeah. I asked her, is he going to come to your pop on? Just laughed at me.
Well, no, I'm telling you, Mayor Kellogg is in very good shape. I saw, he may be 85, but I saw him back in September.
It's just a number.
Well, that's right, and this is not about brawn. And Mayor Kellogg, I bet he handled a few guys in his day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, Angie, who are you putting your money on?
Well, like
don't
I
you
said,
just love that to put the spotlight yeah. back to you and these spotlights on you?
I said I wanted that Scott to win, so Scott would have to eat fruitcake.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, who are you picking, Sarah? You're not in it anymore.
I already said I got my money on Little Miss Lily.
Okay, well, it could have. Well, you know what? And don't count out Mary Ellen. I got a phone call today from Mary Ellen who asked if her granddaughter could step in and throw for her. So Mary Ellen's granddaughter might be a ringer.
At this point in time, it's anybody's game.
It is. But, you know, I just hope that somebody, everybody's going to have to eat crow when Ralph wins this and I come in the next day. And I'm guessing nobody's going to throw it further than 25 feet.
What if somebody throws it, like, clear over to Pearl Street?
Well, I wouldn't want to live over on Pearl Street because a fruitcake's liable to level your house like an earthquake.
Oh, boy.
But, no, honestly, 25 feet is underhanded, is about all you can do. It's impossible to get it further than 25 feet. But, we're going to have it, and I looked out here, there is a sidewalk. You cannot step off the sidewalk. Those are going to be the rules. We're going to throw it back toward the house, so it, you know, nobody's
going to... Who's going to do your measuring?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put cups out there. I'm going to come a little early, and I'm going to put cups for every 5 feet. So it'll be pretty...
I'm going to keep the cups from blowing away.
Well, I'm going to put rocks in them. Why does everybody ask you the same question?
That's exactly what I asked him when we were talking about it.
Great minds think alike. Air high five, Ann.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to fill them with rocks. And so we'll have 5 cups out there going up to 25 feet. And, you know, from the sidewalk to 25 feet, we'll see how it goes. It could be tough. I don't know. I really don't know at this point. I got to say Ralph, though.
Definitely going to be exciting, and I'm sure a good time to be had by all.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling.
Have a good show, y'all.
Bye-bye. Well, Bob Smith is in now. Yep, Bob. Bob is he's an avid weather person. He's very interested in meteorology. Jim Ganahl is his hero.
Well, I remember Jim Ganahl said he met him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. There are people getting very serious about this, though. Like I said, Adam is very serious. Golden Voice is very serious about it.
Yeah, but what if people throw further than 25 feet? I mean...
I just don't see it.
Well, I don't know.
Do you know how far 25 foot is? It's quite a distance.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have some of these people that got really big muscles.
Go ahead, caller.
I hope Angie beats Adam.
You know what? I will try my hardest. I bet I could.
I hope you do. I hope you just smear him right into the ground.
Who do you think's going to win?
What?
Who do you think's going to win it all?
I don't know. It'd be nice if the little girl would win.
Yeah, she could get...
She ought to get a prize anyway because she's not old enough to throw as far as some of the adults.
Well, you never know what'll happen. Santa Claus could be here that night.
Yeah.
So you never know.
All right, thanks.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well... See, there's those inner office things. There seems to be an inner WWGH office war. You know, Glenn wants to throw farther than Adam. Adam thinks he's going to win. Now they want you to throw further than Adam. I think there's an inner office thing going on here.
Yeah. I mean, I may be a little bit smaller, but I think I got a good arm on me.
Well, there you go. Now, are you going to right hand or left hand this?
Well, definitely not left.
I can't wait to call the action, because I used to call baseball. So this is right up my alley.
You were a ref?
No, I was an announcer for baseball.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll be out there calling the action. Go ahead, caller.
What are you going to do? Put so much pressure on me, I'll melt. Bub up?
I know, I'm breaking your back here, aren't I? Really, really packed. Well, you see, but you have experience on your side, and I always err on experience's side.
How big are these fruitcakes?
They're the Claxton version. They're the ones we threw before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You better go to the bank and get one in practice.
Like I did.
You did?
I went to the bank. I'm 40 feet right now.
40 feet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Underhanded toss, you're at 40 foot?
Yeah.
Now, the year before, I mean, or was it 2 years ago? It was about 25, wasn't it?
Yeah, about 20, 25, but the thing of it is, was in that room, you know, and it bounced off of that ball down, remember?
Well, that's true. So you're at 40 foot.
Right. At this point, I'm going 40.
Well, I tell you,
I went out to tall grass trails and
threw a fruitcake.
Yep. I went out to the bank because I went around the Fay Bank and I couldn't find anything.
Oh, Fay Bank's out of fruitcakes?
Yeah, yeah. So I went to the United Bank here out by Walmart, and man, they had boxes of them. They wanted enough one to take a dozen. I said, hell no, I don't need that many.
Well, now taking yourself out of it, because 40 feet sounds pretty good. I think I'm coming in on the right side here. Who's going to take second in this, in your opinion?
I would probably go along with maybe the sheriff.
Yeah, sheriff's a sporty guy. I believe he was involved in some sports. He's a bigger guy.
A few of them, I don't really know, you know, about him, but to look at him and see him, you know, that's the way I would kind of.
Well, and I think we also. Mike McGinnis, you know, when you're 550 pounds and 6'8", you got to have some spunk there. Plus, he was a football player.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, they're not going to get up there and think this is a piece of cake in your hand, because it's an awkward way to throw, and you got to know how to bring it out of your hand.
See,
you ain't going very far.
That's what I tell people. They think they're going to rocket it down there, and that's not the way to do it.
I'm beating mine up in the crumbs already.
Well, I'll tell you.
I'll bring you crumbs. You won't have to eat the slice.
Well, my money's on you, Ralph. I can't wait for Tuesday night.
Okay, bud.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ralph's up to 40 feet.
See?
Well,
I figured people could throw more than 25 feet.
Well, Ralph, we have 40 foot out here. I bet we have about 50 foot from sidewalk to death back there. I mean, you think we got 50 foot?
Probably.
Yeah, I would say. So maybe we'll rope off 50 foot out there, but I'll tell you, if Rob's throwing 40 foot, See, and he's practicing. That's what you got to do. Practice makes perfect. As he said, it's not throwing a cake. You know, you gotta understand that there's some technique in this. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Angie.
Oh,
hello.
Craig.
Another contestant.
Yeah, and so I've kept silent all week, but I feel I have to weigh in with all the talk that's going on. Your money's on Ralph. That's okay, because he has experience, and you even made the comment that the only people that had experience were him and yourself.
I believe so.
Well, what you don't know is when I called in and signed up myself and Barry Hensley, I also instituted a training camp at my property.
Oh.
And so we've been training all week long. So we've got some experience, so people don't want to take us lightly.
So you and Barry have been working this out all week.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we take this seriously.
No.
And we actually have bought 3 fruitcakes, and I've got a field that's about 4 acres. And we're working on our technique.
Now, is it true or is it false that it, you know, just because you're a powerhouse, just because you're a guy, if you haven't practiced, you could really blow this on Tuesday night?
It's all about technique. It's all about trajectory. If you let go of it too early, you're going to crash into the ground. If you let go of it too high, it's going to go up and it's going to come right back down. So it's all about the point of trajectory.
Now, are you going to reveal how far you have thrown?
No.
You have to be worried, though, when you hear about 40 foot.
Oh, I don't worry about anything.
Now, who's going to be second place, then, in your opinion?
Well, it'll probably be, I'll be first, Barry will probably be second, and then everybody else will be a distant third.
Distant third?
Yes.
Well, Angie, I think, do you have a question, Angie?
Oh, well, I was going to ask how much do you think we should rope off? Like, how far?
Well, I think you should at least allow for 50 feet.
Well, we have the sheriff here. Maybe I can just close down Pearl Street over here.
That would be okay.
And we might have to. Well, I figure no matter how much damage we do on Tuesday night, the sheriff's here, so we're not going to get in trouble.
That's correct.
Who are they going to call? who are they going to call when we break their window because a fruitcake comes flying in?
They call the sheriff and he says, yes, I know, I'm right here.
Yeah, I just threw it through your window. So that's the way it goes. What's coming up Sunday, Pastor?
Sunday is the first half of a Christmas show.
Oh,
and
perfect.
And the following Sunday will be the second half of a Christmas show.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Sunday morning, don't forget that. And I will see you Tuesday night.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, now see, now Pastor Craig and Barry Hensley are... I people are taking this very seriously, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a competition. Nothing gets people's blood boiling like a competition.
Oh, yeah. Competitions are fun.
Nothing gets the blood circulating. And honestly, I've never seen anything like this, and I'm not putting down any other event that's ever happened in Marion, but there are certain events that women and kids and older folks can't do. You know, it's just not conducive for them to do it. They can't go out and play softball. You can't go out and throw the football. You can't do that sort of thing when you're a certain age. And this is open to all ages. And the men versus the women, same thing. Because it's all technique, not strength.
Yeah. I may be going out to buy a fruitcake tomorrow.
You have to. Well, I'm telling you, there might not be any. I think the Civitan Club should give me some kind of award for moving all these fruitcakes.
Well, I know the credit union out off Barks, they call it Pillar Credit Union, they had fruitcakes. So they still probably have some.
You know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, broadcasting it is also going to be fun because there's a lot there to broadcast. I mean, let's say, let's pick a name off the list.
I don't know.
Any one of the 21 or 20 people we got here. So far, no,
Ted.
21 with Bob.
Ted,
okay. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, steps up to the line. He's got the fruitcake in his right hand. Now, we all know Ted for his golden voice, but he's also very proficient in the baseball field. A lot of pros were looking at him at a younger age. A hush has fallen over the crowd here. Ted winds back. The fruitcake is up, 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 a little to the left, a little to the left. It's down 27 feet. For the man with the golden voice, Ted White. See, that it's going to be one. That's it. That's going to be it on. Oh, boy. Holy cow. Holy cannoli, as Phil Rizzuto used to say. Holy. Well, in Ohio, we really should say holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo. That fruitcake flew.
Or it sunk.
A lot of big names here. We'll have to get a group picture of this. This will be something to put in the scrapbook.
Oh, yeah.
I hope some
people... There's your Christmas card right there.
Well, I hope some people will come and view it. Listen on the radio. Come, you can come stand here on the sidewalk if you want.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of room here.
But does everybody know where you are located?
523 South Prospect.
Okay.
Same place you send me the Christmas cards to.
But, I mean, parking, you have to park along the road... Either on Prospect or one of the side streets.
Washington. Isn't there side of the street parking over there on Washington?
Probably.
Yeah, so you got that option. Anywho, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody want to add anybody to the fruitcake toss? We can still do that. We have 21 guaranteed entries right now. We'll take entries right up through Monday morning at 10 o'clock. That'll be our cutoff point, because this is Tuesday night.
Monday at 10?
Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Monday show, I'll still allow people to enter, but after that, it's no go. Because I know the prosecutor, we still don't know about him. I know we don't know about the police chief yet. I know we don't know about Kaimi Jett, city councilman. So there are like two or three that are still out there. So we'll wait to hear back from them on Monday. And so it'd be nice if we had 25. I mean, I thought we could get 30. We're at 21. We may get 30. 9 people could enter on Monday. 30 would be good. Because we're going to do the pre-show, and then we're going to toss all the fruitcakes, and then we're going to interview the winner. So you get an interview right here on WWGH Radio. Right on the air. You know, I wish we had, like, fruitcake sweatshirts to wear or something. Yeah, because I don't know what to wear to this thing. You know, doing the announcing for it.
You could wear an ugly Christmas sweater.
Well, all my clothes are beautiful. I don't think I have any ugly clothes.
Oh. Yeah, I would say you could wear anything Christmas.
Wouldn't it be neat to have, like, a big 3X sweatshirt that said Fruitcake Toss on it? Big fruitcake on it. I could just put that in my closet and every year bust that out for
fruitcake toss. Right.
You know, it's interesting. Years ago, Martha Douse, the late Martha Douse Manasi, because she was big into making shirts, she made me a shirt that said Douse Couture King. And, you know, you don't wear that out in public. But any time I went and announced for her, because I used to do the popcorn festival for her, I do the big recital every year for her, and I would do the pancake breakfast for Martha Douse. And so three times a year, I would go into my closet, and I would pull out this Douse Couture King shirt, and that's what I would wear. Now that shirt's in retirement. I've retired from my dance hosting duties.
You could wear it. You could wear it on a Tuesday.
People aren't into making clothes like they used to.
No?
I don't even know if anybody could get a fruitcake. I'd want a sweatshirt, though. Not a sweater. You know, like a, you know, like a $5 sweatshirt from Walmart. And then just, you know, put something on it. Fruitcake host or something like that.
Well, I still have all those iron-on letters from when I made Nally a t-shirt. She was in a dodgeball tournament at the Y a few weeks ago, and I made all the kids' shirts.
Well, you don't have to do that.
I got letters.
Yeah, but I mean, shouldn't there be a fruitcake on it or something?
Well, who's going to have a fruitcake?
Well, right, you'd have to draw it on with some kind of like, what's that paint, acrylic paint you do? Here's what I thought. Now, and I don't know if we could get this together, but I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we actually had a Christmas baking contest that night as well? Because that would be fairly easy to do. And that, for people who don't want to get in on the fruitcake toss, or maybe somebody who's in on the fruitcake toss, could also bring a dish, and we could have, I mean, we're going to have such important people here that night, like Mayor Kellogg, Mary Ellen, and maybe Ted. We could judge, everybody could have a little taste of whatever they made, and we could, you know, crown, because I think that's fun, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's just not a whole lot of time between.
Right, well, I thought I was going to make food for Tuesday, and then I decided, I don't think that's a good idea. We're not going to be out here for a whole long time. And
what do you mean make food?
Like, I thought we'd do hot dogs and hot chocolate. But I think I'm going to be busy that night.
Yeah.
Roping off the fruitcake toss. I'm competing in the fruitcake toss. And I'm also announcing the fruitcake toss.
Well.
But if we had, if anybody does want to bring candy or cookies or cake or anything, feel free. And if we get a few, we will do a taste test. I mean, that would be fun. I'll tell you what, anybody out there right now who would like to bring some kind of food that night, not for all 20, you know, one people, but just to enter into a contest, could be cookies, could be anything, let me know. And we'll have that here going on as well. 740-383-9944. Maybe what we could do is we could have, like, the three of them, Golden Voice, Mary Ellen and Mayor Kellogg, do the test, and then we could raffle off what's left to the winners.
Yeah.
Not raffle off, I guess just give.
Right.
Give them to the winners.
Good work.
We'll see. Does anybody like that idea? 740-383-9944. If we can get five people willing to do this, we'll have a competition. Let's put it that way. And you can be in the competition and still bring a little dish. And like I said, I'm not talking about feeding 21 people. You know what I learned tonight? I have no patience. I learned that at the McDonald's window tonight. Because, well, set the story so I don't tell it wrong.
Okay, so we normally get our drinks through at McDonald's because I use the app and it's like buy one, get one free. So we usually get our drinks there on Friday nights. And so I pull up to the drive-thru. And actually, there was a car in front of me. So I'm waiting behind this person. And, you know, McDonald's has two lanes. So we are in the one lane. The outside lane, though, how many cars went through?
Oh, 7 or 8.
Yeah, and we just sat there. And we weren't going anywhere. The person in front of me hadn't even ordered. So
finally that car moved, and then still cars are flying through the other lane to the point of where there's no cars in the other lane, and there's two or three cars, and the guy comes on the speaker and says, "Can you wait a minute?"
Yes, that's what happened.
Yes, but that's not what I said. I didn't say yes.
No.
I said, "Get the other lady working the other window on the line."
But he didn't pay attention to what you said.
He didn't pay attention, but if you hadn't been there, there would have been some words that would have followed.
And then I told him he was going to end up on Facebook.
You know what? Patience are a virtue. And obviously in that particular situation, I had no patience.
I must have patience.
I was about to go in there.
I probably have more than you.
I was about to go in there and deck his halls for the holiday.
Yep, you would definitely end up on Facebook.
Well, I'm just telling you, sometimes I have good patience when it comes to a lot of things. But there are just certain things, and I am not a violent person, but, you know, there are certain moments in life where you just have to tell people, you're doing this wrong. You know, you just don't know what you're doing. Now, I'm sorry you don't know what you're doing, but you just don't know what you're doing.
But don't you think this time of year right now, when everybody's in a employee crisis shortage, you should be a little bit more forgiving of things like that?
Well, no, because the lady working the other window was doing the job just fine.
Right.
She was Johnny on the spot. Am I wrong here? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a pet peeve? Or am I wrong in this situation? I would like to know. And, you know, I'm starting to feel bad for the old windpipe Adam. Because now that I hear what Pastor Craig and Barry Hensley and Ralph are all doing, I don't think poor Adam stands a chance.
No.
Because he's went about this all wrong. He's going to the gym. That's not practicing with a fruitcake.
Yeah, you gotta practice with a fruitcake.
Gotta practice with a fruitcake. Now, Ted, I don't know how that's gonna work out.
Well, I don't know.
Now, you met the mayor of Caledonia. You live in Caledonia.
Yes.
You pulling for her?
Well, I mean, she may do okay.
You never know. I did Mike, though. You know, Mike used to play football. Mike
right.
McGinnis. 500-something pounds, 6'8".
If he gets his technique down, if he would get his technique down, I bet he'd blow everybody out of the water.
Well, Mike just might put this over on
Pearl.
Bell Fountain.
Oh, Bell Fountain, all the way to Bell Fountain.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, Sheriff Bales is no small man.
I don't know if I know him.
Yeah, he came to the debate at the station.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is Tuesday night, December 14th. You want to be here by 6:15. We're going live on the air at 6:15. The actual tossing will begin at 6:30. Boy, it's going to be big. Get that pre-show. I kind of feel like, I don't know, like Howard Cosell or Bob Costas or one of those guys. Slipping into my sports mode. I'm going to have to take like a pen and paper out there so I can keep track of who's done what.
Well, don't you think it would be easier, like, I was thinking if you got a rope and then just marked the spots that way?
A rope?
Yeah. Like, you rope out your 50, 60 feet.
I don't know if I have a 50 or 60 foot rope.
Well, don't they sell, like, cheap twine or something at Menards or something?
I don't know. You know,
I don't know what would be the easiest way to measure.
Who would have thought this would have turned in to the event of the year. You know, I don't know any other event this year that had this kind of traction.
No.
This is a real humdinger.
Yeah. Well, and it helps, too, that there's no money involved.
No.
You don't have to give any money for anything.
No.
You know, it's just an event.
Just an event for fun. We need some fun. We used to have fun in Marion.
Yeah.
I do want to say that Tricca did a great job decorating their building downtown. All the colored lights are very nice.
Yes, it looks very nice.
And the music downtown playing is good. So I think a lot of things are on the upswing here.
I'm going to get Scott's picture in the Grinch.
You know, we have not done we weren't able to give away our Debbie Boone tickets earlier today because I believe the person who won them never called to get their Debbie Boone tickets. So, it's Sunday. What do you do?
Right.
I have these two passes to see Debbie Boone on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Get a free CD.
So you pick somebody else from your list, or are you going to have another competition?
Well, I don't think I should pick somebody from the list, because I'm not even sure who's listening at this point. Who was a part of the list earlier? I don't know.
I mean, you could ask if they're listening.
Well, but who do you pick?
Well, I don't know. I'll pick number three.
No, wait. Number three in what?
I don't know. Do you have a number three?
Well,
you always say pick a number.
Well, yeah, I understand. But I don't know who's listening.
No.
We had Scott, Ryan, Judy C., Sarah, Judy S., Lee, Jeff, and Peggy involved earlier.
Well, I would say if any one of them are listening, they should call. First one to call.
Well,
I don't know. That's too easy.
I don't know about how you are. Well, how about this? If anybody's still interested in the Debbie Boone tickets, let me know, and I will put your name down here, and by the end of the show tonight, I'll have something worked out as to where we can give away these Debbie Boone tickets. Because if you want to go, we got these two sick tickets here that I want somebody to go. 740-383-9944. Now remember, you do not have to come to the station to pick these up. All you got to do is win. And if you win, I'll tell you how to get your tickets. All right, go ahead, caller.
Who did win them?
Well, Ryan won them, but Ryan never called in to learn how to get them.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Did you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll put you down, and by the end of the show tonight, we'll have this worked out.
Okay. All right.
Well, Judy C's in there. So who else still wants to go see Debbie Boone? Let me know. And by 10 o'clock tonight, I'll have this worked out, and if you do win, I'll tell you how to get the tickets.
Oh, you know what is funny? I was listening to the radio this morning to my dad. Oh, you can take it.
Oh. Well, I know who this is. This is one of our fruitcake tossers. And I'll tell you, 21 people now entered into the fruitcake toss on Tuesday. It is going, I'm telling you, we've got a list. We've got Scott, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Linda Smith, Judy Smith, 8-year-old Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, city councilman, former mayor Jack Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, April Morrison, the mayor of Caledonia, sheriff here in Marion, Sheriff Matt Bales, Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life, Linda Sims, Bob Smith, and our guest now, the man who's got it all. He is the golden-voiced man himself, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
And a good evening to you, Scotty. I've been trying to get through for the longest, which is a good thing, because I was trying to get through, but you had other people on the line, and which is a marvelous thing. Now, little 8-year-old Lily Smith, you said?
Lily Smith, yes. She's our youngest contestant.
I want to throw behind her because I'm going to encourage her to get out there and really toss that cake.
Now, Ted, we have had calls tonight from people who are out practicing. Somebody was out at the Tallgrass Trail this morning, threw a fruitcake 40 feet. People are out on properties throwing fruitcakes. What do you think here?
Well, I'm looking forward to hitting it with 5 to 10 yards.
5 to 10? 5 to 10 yards? Oh, well, 5 to 10 yards, you could take the competition.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to really toss this bad boy.
Now, how do you think the best way to do this is? I mean, you got to do it underhanded. How are you gonna get some distance on this?
I'm gonna put a little bit of a bowling swing in it with a underhand softball pitch swag to it, and I'm also gonna, like, I'm hitting somebody below the belt.
There you go. Well, that's the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fruitcake toss, and it's going to be big. 21 entries so far. We've got former mayors. We've got mayors from townships. We've got the sheriff. We've got the Mary Ellen. I tell you, it's people from 8 years old to 91, men and women.
From kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. I am so excited. I went to Kroger's earlier and had the time of my life with so many young and old people. And you know what I have to say, and I'm 64, but I have to say that when you approach a couple that's in their mid-70s or whatever, and you approach them with a, how you kids doing? They give you the most broadest smile you've ever seen in your life. It makes them believe that, makes them feel like they're living when people did call them kids.
Well, it's a nice thing because, you know, we want the spirit of Christmas, and it's not quite here yet, but we want it to come this year, and we want it to be very happy.
Oh, well, you know what? We're going to address individuals like they've never been addressed before. One thing I have to say, we're a classy station. I had a question to ask you the last time I was on the air. I had a question. How's the Amos and Andy reboot doing on the other station? What happened?
Well, I think they're still airing it, and I think they're getting ready to do their Christmas edition.
Of Amos and Andy?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to say that all my folks, you know, all the black folks and Mammy, and happy Merry Christmas to all of them.
You know, it kind of gives us the jump here on this station in morality, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand that whole thing, but, you know, I was just wondering. Yeah, well, to each their own, I guess, at this particular point. Hey, Ted, were you ever a fan of the old Match Game with Gene Rayburn?
Yes, absolutely.
I tell you what.
Gene Rayburn and all of those guys that did those shows, like the Newlywed Game. What was his name?
I know who he is.
He
had the slick hair.
But I loved all of those guys. They were fantastic voiceover guys.
Well, I tell you, Ted, we got to go to break here. Can you call me back in about 15 minutes so we can have you for about 10 minutes? Because we want to do some Christmas match game with you.
Okay, let's do it. I'll call you back in 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Talk to you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're finally... Do you want to know what Ted's favorite Christmas food is? Do you want to know what his favorite Christmas movie is? Do you want to know how many Christmas songs he's going to rattle off in 2 minutes? Well, guess what? You're going to find out after this short but important break. Angie, what's his favorite Christmas food?
Oh, gosh. Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Christmas movie.
I don't know.
Your favorite Christmas movie, Elf.
Yeah.
How many Christmas songs is he going to name in 2 minutes?
6.
Come back and find out with us. We've been wanting to know these questions all day, all these answers. Come back in 15 minutes.
In the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there was no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there was no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no...